divine love. The secret breath of God, the altar of eternal peace, the focus of the great silence, an ocean of limitless power, a treasure chest from the Almighty, the sun of everlasting freedom, the throne room of infinite life, and the gift of the beloved mighty I Am presence forever. And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source, the core of all creation. Allow this love light to radiate in, through, and around you. For here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the divine aspect of Mother God, and the blue flame, which represents the divine aspect of Father God, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel and see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never-ending, reaching high into the heavens, connecting you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth, and onward to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done by the power and might of 1,000 suns, doubled each minute, doubled each hour, until all are ascended and free. For the light of God never fails, and the beloved mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, just focusing now and relaxing and letting go and becoming more and more centered within yourself. And for just a bit, letting the outside world drift away. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. And take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become awakened, reawakened within all of you. And as always, paying particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, as well as the increasing vibrational frequency within each chakra as you raise the intensity of the color of each chakra, purposely going about raising the vibrational frequency in each chakra as well as the consciousness, starting with the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. And moving to the root chakra, bright, brilliant ruby red. And the next, bright, brilliant orange. And this solar plexus area, bright, bright yellow is the sun. And to the heart center, deep blue green. And the high heart center, magenta. And the throat area, sky blue. Third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. As we do each time we come together, begin to merge each of those chakras, one into the next, and then those two into the next, and so on and so on and so on, until all of the chakras, all 8 chakras, have merged into what would be considered the 9th chakra, the soul star chakra. And when all of those chakras have merged together into the soul star chakra, be aware of the increasing high vibrational frequency within that soul star chakra now. With all of the lower chakras merging into the soul star chakra and bringing their higher vibrational frequency in with them. And now you, in your conscious knowing self, find yourself merging with those chakras now in that soul star chakra, which has now morphed into a 3-dimensional 6-pointed star, or if you prefer, a 12-pointed diamond. And this now becomes your Merkaba, or your Merkaba-like vehicle, your light body. And as such, it being a vehicle of travel, you can now begin to leave your physical body. So do that now. Find yourself lifting from your physical body up to the roof, through the roof of whatever building you might be in, or if you're outside, just simply up into the sky, higher and higher and higher, past the clouds and past the Earth's atmosphere. And once you pass the Earth's atmosphere, become aware of all of the heavenly bodies of the solar system, as well as the solar sun, all of the millions of ships, and be aware of the high level of consciousness that is out here, as there are no thought patterns, no third dimensional thought patterns to interfere. Everything is free and clear and crisp. And feel that. Feel that high consciousness. Feel it all around you and in you, in your light body. And feel the connection now to all of the other light bodies that are out here. The millions of ships, all of the beings that are within the ships, and even the ships themselves, the consciousness in those ships. Connect with it all. Connect with the planets of the solar system, the solar sun. And notice how the energies that have been coming down for quite some time have increased. Think back to perhaps 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when you were doing this experience, you became aware of these energies for the first time, and how much those energies have increased, in a sense, bombarding the Earth, the surface of the planet, but not only the surface of the planet, but above the planet and below the planet as well. So you have so above and so below. And I want you now to pay particular attention to those energies that have been coming down to the Earth, striking the Earth. You're seeing it again from a vantage point high above the Earth, watching those energies. In a sense, you can even do a time lapse, such as your time-lapse photography, that can create image of what happens over a period of time. So see those energies in this time-lapse and how they are coming to the Earth, and those on the planet are experiencing these energies more and more and more, and how the energies are growing. And see it as waves of energy going across the entire planet, everywhere across the planet, across the oceans, the continents, all across, all experiencing these higher energies. And see what is happening as a result of those higher energies, and how people's bodies everywhere, their central nervous systems, are taking those energies in and either taking them in or pushing them back out, where they cannot handle these energies. But you, those of you who have been adapting to these energies, acclimating to these energies over a period of time, so now, if you would, look down at your physical body, way down there, and see those energies that are entering the central nervous system and spreading through the central nervous system, and how your bodies are and have been acclimating to these energies over quite some time now, and are taking them in. See what is happening again across the entire planet now. Those energies being absorbed or pushed away. But more and more and more people across the planet are actually taking those energies now into their central nervous system, being able to acclimate to them more and more. Those that cannot will not. So see those that cannot and will not, see them receding back into the shadows somewhat, avoiding the light, staying away from the light, staying away from these energies that are catapulting the entire planet, all of nature, all of the people across the planet that are ready for these energies to be able to take them in and handle them. See that changing across the planet and the resulting changes that come about as a result of this. See the collapse, if you will, of the third dimensional illusion. See the matrix collapsing more and more, and more and more people unplugging from that matrix. As if you were looking at the movie The Matrix, and you saw in the beginning of that movie just a few that had unplugged from the matrix. But as the movie went on, and the movies that followed after, more and more and more people had unplugged from the matrix. If you recall that, forming their own system, their own villages, their own communities, all being out of the matrix. That is what I want you now to experience, to observe. More and more people across the planet unplugging from the matrix, unplugging from the third dimensional illusion, becoming aware that it is indeed an illusion, that they can be beyond it. Now, if you would find yourself moving back toward your physical body, coming back to your physical form, and entering your physical form, bringing your astral, your etheric, and your light body, and all of your higher mental bodies as well, back into your physical form. But as you do, feel those energies through your central nervous system, as if electricity were moving from one end of your central nervous system to the other. But not only in one direction, but back up and down and all around as well. As you come back into a state of complete consciousness, fully revitalized and refreshed, feel that energy through your body, through your physical form now. Feel it enlivening, enlightening. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time to continue the process that was begun long ago, not only even in this lifetime, but many lifetimes. You all, the way showers, and the system busters have been working lifetime after lifetime after lifetime to continue to raise your consciousness and raise your vibrational frequency. And all for what? What was the final goal? The final goal is right there in front of you now. The final goal is ascension, has always been ascension. From the very beginning, when you first volunteered to be a part of this experiment here on the earth, the overall goal was always to reach ascension here on the planet, to ascend with the planet. You as a collective together, as one, ascending into the heavens of your own being. That was always the goal. And now you are so close to that goal, so close to what has been called the finish line. But understand that the energies that are coming into the planet now and moving through your central nervous system and you yourselves acclimating to those energies, they can cause havoc within your body, within your central nervous system. And that is what is indeed happening to many of you now, as the energies have ramped up, you might say, again and again and again over the years previous, but now they have really been exploding within you, more and more higher energies throughout the planet in terms of the Schumann resonance that has increased tremendously and can be tracked, can be traced, and more are beginning to understand these energies. And more of you, the awakened ones and those that are in the process of awakening, are also experiencing these higher energies. And this is what indeed is causing the collapse of the third dimensional illusion, the matrix, all around you. But understand, as the matrix collapses all around you, it is very important for you yourselves to just be the observers of that. Don't be a part of that collapse. Don't let yourself be drawn back into that third dimensional illusion. Always maintain yourself at a higher vibrational frequency and consciousness, and know that that dimensional door is right there in front of you when you are indeed ready to walk through it. It is all about you. It is up to you. It is your choice. No one else can make that choice for you. We can show you the door, but you are indeed the ones that have to walk through that door. So please understand in these continuing times moving forward that the energies are going to increase more and more and more. And it is going to get even more disconcerting for you at times, because your central nervous system will not be quite acclimated to those energies at certain points. And if that is the case and it is too much for you to handle, simply ask for it to be dialed back a bit. And those that guide you, those that are working with you, will do exactly that. They will be able to lower the energies moving into your central nervous system and will be constantly monitoring that as well, so that you don't take too much, or that you will be able to take just enough. So let yourselves in these continuing times moving ahead in these next weeks and months, not so much years though, but weeks and months, that these energies are going to continue to increase, and you are going to continue to acclimate these energies, which will indeed continue to raise your vibrational frequency and your consciousness, which will indeed move you closer and closer to that dimensional door. That you can not only move through it at will, but to move through it and not have to look back if you do not want to. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to allow for these energies to continue to move through you and have their way with you as much as possible, knowing that it is not a calling for you to seek out doctors and medical science, but rather it is indeed there for you to continue to increase your frequency and consciousness. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. And we are ready to assist you in your questions if you have them. Would there be questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
A long time ago, I heard that we all should have mentors assigned to us. And I'm just wondering if that's still true and when I get to meet my mentor.
My goodness, dear one, you have mentors and guides, and they are all around you all of the time. You are just not aware of them because you do not yet quite believe that they are real. You believe they are a figment of your imagination. And the more that you believe in that respect, then that is what they will be to you. But when you fully grasp that they are not only real, but they are all around you, with you all the time. You have also heard of them before as guardian angels. Where do you think that came from to begin with? A long, long time ago, people spoke of guardian angels and guides and mentors and teachers and all of this. We are all available to you and to all of you whenever you call upon us. So do so. Call upon us, and we are there.
Thank you. I thought it was going to be a physical person like Pleiadians or Arcturians or something like that.
We will tell you that that is indeed in the works. More and more people across the planet are actually experiencing that in terms of physical visitations and things like this, more and more. And that will increase more and more, leading to a disclosure state where there can be a complete disclosure across the planet. But it will be in phases as we find it now. That is the current council talk, you might say, to lead to the time of full disclosure. It is a building up process that is occurring and will continue to occur to the point where one day you will look up into the sky and you will see many, many ships all across and above you. That is coming, and that is at this point, that is the plan moving forward. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
James mentioned earlier that as our frequency rises, the poisons and the things, toxins that they've been hitting us with will not affect us or are not affecting us. Can you tell me where we're at in that process and if we're safe?
We can tell you that indeed that is accurate. As your vibrational frequency and consciousness increases, then you are able to withstand all of those so-called poisons and things that have been put into your foods and your air and all of this. It will not even affect you anymore. And
do you know how close we are to that?
We will tell you that you are, if you are speaking about yourself or the collective.
Well, I am speaking about myself, but also the group, I guess. They don't seem to be as bad off as I am, but I'm wondering where I'm at.
We will tell you, dear one, you are not so bad off as you are saying. Think about people across the world at this point that are really what you would call bad off here. That is their choice. That has always been their choice, just like it is your choice. And those of you on this call and those that resonate to this call or to these words, it is your choice and has been all along for you to be the ones that find yourselves acclimating more and more to these energies and raising your vibrational frequency and consciousness to the point where you indeed can be like those ascended ones and the yogis and those ones that were able or are able to withstand fire, withstand poison bites from snakes and whatever it might be, and have demonstrated this to those that have been interested in the past. You see, that is all about vibrational frequency and consciousness increasing. That is all it is. And when you are in that state, and when you have walked through the door and on that fifth dimensional side and beyond, nothing, no thing can harm you.
Ooh, great. Thank you. Thanks.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
This is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
So during today's meditation and direction, we're doing this for ourselves, but I'd like to understand what's occurring with Mother Earth, the fires and the floods and the changes of nature, and then the shifting of the poles. What degree are we off from perfect alignment, if you could give that? And anything related to this subject. Thank you.
We will tell you, first of all, about the shifting of the poles, as you are saying. That was a biblical prediction long ago that has been changed or shifted, we will say here. There will be a shifting, as you are saying, but it will not be the cataclysmic shifting that had been predicted previously. That has all changed, all about the new timelines that you are moving on to here. And as to the earthquakes and all of this, this is a combination of things as we find it. It is the earth shedding herself of the third dimensional illusion more and more, and not to be bring about fear here, but just know that it is a process that must occur to move to the next level. Again, just as the matrix in terms of your third dimensional matrix must collapse, so too does the old earth in a sense have to collapse as well. And that is the process that is occurring now. That is not accounting for those of the forces of darkness that are doing what would be considered their thing and continuing to move through their old playbook here. And they continue to do that and will continue to do that until they are finally stopped here. And that is coming as we find it more and more. Okay?
Thank you.
Any further questions before we release, child?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
And I hope it's not personal, too personal, but I'm moving to Florida here in about 3-4 months. And when I see, it's interesting, when I see Florida in my mind's eye, I keep seeing a really intense, bright, white light. But it's not coming from Florida. It's coming from southeast of there. And I know the Atlantean crystal is buried, buried not too far from Bimini, which is straight off of Miami in my understanding. But it seems like this light is east of there, but it's really intense. And I keep getting some like vision, and it's something from the future. And it has something to do with the new earth, I guess, maybe, I'm not sure. But I'm not sure if this is a personal sign, and if you can maybe elaborate. It doesn't feel like it's personal to me. It just feels like there's something really powerful there that I'm being somewhat drawn to. But if you could help maybe interpret what I'm seeing in my mind's eye.
We will tell you that if you remember, or if you do not, we will share this with you. The one Edgar Cayce spoke about the rising of Atlantis once again. Now, that is not the sense of the entire continent of Atlantis rising, but it is the rediscovery of Atlantis and the crystalline infrastructure that they had and their technology that they had, which was all involved with crystals. And these crystals and the great crystal that is there, which is the part of the Tawawe stone, as it was called, it is the that is the light that you are experiencing at an etheric level, of course, not in the physical, but in the etheric level. You are experiencing that, you see. You have to understand, all of you have to understand that there is life far beyond this third dimensional space here. There is life within the astral world, there is life within the etheric world, the causal plane, etc., etc. There are cities and populations and all of this in those other realms. You, at this point, have not seen anything yet, except perhaps within your meditative state or your dreams. Okay?
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yes. Excitement is good. If there are no further questions, then we are ready to release channel. And we do so by sharing that it is important for you, each one of you, to continue to move through your daily activities more and more and more, finding yourselves as the observer rather than the participant within the third dimensional illusion. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Thank you.